is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. Mike Evans and Knuckleheads in the news later on in this hour. But first, it's time to play the Harris Challenge. And I will tell you right now, if you have not played in the last 30 days, you can't play today. And today would be a good day to know about the Super Bowl, not just this year's, but previous years, because this is our annual Super Bowl edition of the Harris Challenge. So, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and let's move right on to our first contestant today. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. Welcome to the show. As you know, being a contestant on the Harris Challenge offers you a once-in-a-lifetime broadcast opportunity. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, say hello to anybody you like, or if you've prearranged your own commercial endorsement, this would be the time to use the airwaves for that. Go ahead.
I would just like to say that I enjoy this show for the last 9 years, and I hope it continues for a few more.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer, and we'll see what the questions and categories are like. Dan, by the way, said, me too. I hope it continues. Because he's got a kid he's got to put through college, and Ian's got a brand new kid he's got to support. So, yeah, we're all hopeful that the show continues for a long time. But you never know when we're going to flip back to K-Hits.
No, that's not us? No, that wasn't.
Oh, okay. Here are the categories you can choose from, Mike. It could be, have you been paying attention? Or two Super Bowl categories. One called Seattle or New England, or Super Bowl players and coaches. Which one would you like?
Oh, let's do have you been paying attention.
Okay. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, and Mike is going to get five questions of varying point values, 1 through 5, for a total of 15 points that he can score. But, Mike, you don't have to get all the points. All you got to do is get more than half, and then you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize
you are, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, we have tickets for the St. Louis Golf Expo, which is coming up February 13th through the 15th. You can kick off the season with a visit to the St. Louis Golf Expo, which includes all sorts of golfing stuff.
You are quite a salesman.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Well, I can go through the whole laundry list of stuff.
Or you can turn it into the traditional...
No, stuff covers.
You can turn it into the traditional radio commercial. For all your golfing needs.
All your golfing needs. Go to the St. Louis Golf Expo.
A
February
word that
13th.
Means nothing. Okay, what else?
We also have a free bowling party.
Let me see if I can pick this one up here. Hang on. I don't want to throw another gutter ball here. Oh, no. That one's down the middle.
Oh, yeah!
Got it!
Put an X on the board, baby!
Yes. This bowling party is either at Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton or Crest Bowl in Florissant. What you get with it is 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 people on one lane, and a 1 large, 1 topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
Hey, you know what that would be, prize man? That would be almost all of my bowling needs right there in one thing.
All your bowling needs.
Of course, if you do get all 15 points, Mike, yeah, we call that a clean sweep, and we'll give you all the prizes. That's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Have you been paying attention? Let's find out with 60 seconds on the clock. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Missouri city does not have a civilian board overseeing its police department? St. Louis, Kansas City, or Columbia?
St. Louis.
That may change soon. You're correct. Which Republican announced today he will not run for president in 2016?
Mitt Romney.
Correct. Which movie franchise will be rebooted with a female cast, including Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig?
Ghostbusters.
Correct. What is the nickname of hip-hop music executive Marion Knight, who is a suspect in a deadly hit-and-run incident in Los Angeles?
Shug.
Shug Knight is right. Five-pointer. Which fast food company fired CEO Don Thompson this week because its
McDonald's.
Earnings have tanked during his 3-year tenure? What did you say?
McDonald's.
McDonald's is absolutely correct, and that is a clean sweep, Mike.
Holy moly.
Nicely done.
AM and the PM, too.
Yeah. Hallelujah. By the way, I am shocked to find out that Shug Knight would be involved in something like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's crazy talk.
It is crazy talk. I mean, sure, in the last month, he's charged with cutting off his girlfriend's ponytail and stealing a car, but he wouldn't run a guy down just because he didn't like him.
That's not the Shug I went to school with.
No, it is not.
No, No.
Mike, congratulations. You get the clean sweep. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes in just a moment.
Thanks, Paul. Enjoy you.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. We go on to contestant number two. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
My wife runs an art business, and you can find her website at facebook.com/fineartbyolivia.
Okay. Which category would you like? The rest of them are all Super Bowl related. We have Seattle or New England, super players and coaches, or Super Bowl potpourri?
Players and coaches.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Tom, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who quarterbacked the team that won the first Super Bowl?
Pat.
Who quarterbacked the Pittsburgh Steelers to four Super Bowl victories?
Terry Bradshaw.
Correct. Which of these did not win a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens? Ray Lewis, Devin Lewis, Jermaine Lewis.
Devin Lewis.
Correct. What was the first non-quarterback position to be named Super Bowl MVP? Was it a linebacker, a running back, or a wide receiver?
Wide receiver.
Linebacker. Which former Rams quarterback won the Super Bowl in 1992?
Pass.
Back to the one-pointer. Who quarterbacked the team that won the first Super Bowl?
Bart Starr.
Correct. Back to the five-pointer. Which former Rams quarterback won the Super Bowl in 1992? Mark Rippon led the Washington Redskins to victory over the Buffalo Bills and Jim Kelly that year. And by the way, the linebacker who was the first non-quarterback to be Super Bowl MVP was Chuck Howley of the Dallas Cowboys in Super Bowl V a long time ago. Tom, you got the one, you got the two, you got the three, but that's all. And with only 6 points, that means you're below the punishment threshold. And so here now to punish you, I've gone back for a little Super Bowl history. We go back to 2004, 11 years ago, when the NFL Network was just getting off its feet. Was just getting on its feet and starting to, on the air, and they ran a commercial with some members of the NFL hierarchy in it, including Jerry Jones, Bill Parcells, Torrey Holt of the Rams, Michael Strahan of the Giants, LeVar Arrington, Zach Thomas, Jason Taylor, Warren Sapp, Priest Holmes, Tony Gonzalez, Dante Hall, Terrell Owens, Al Harris, and Mike McKenzie, all singing a song meant for a little girl.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none.
When I'm stuck with the day past gray and lonely,
I just stick out my chin and grin and say,
hit it, boys.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, we're only a day away.
It was a clever idea because the commercial was, you know, today's the Super Bowl. Tomorrow, we're all undefeated. But the singing, not so much. Tom, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
Thank you very much for playing. And we'll go now to our third contestant. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Paul. How you doing? Good. I'm 8 in the p.m.
Thank you. Hallelujah. By the way, we just had our fourth contestant drop off the line here, so there's an open line for somebody else to get in at 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. But, Jesse, take your 5 seconds and plug whatever you like.
I've been playing a lot of trivia crack. I hope I'm ready for this.
Okay.
So,
Would you like Seattle or New England, Super Bowl potpourri, or Super Bowl minutia?
Let's go with Seattle or New England.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Jesse. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these is not an official nickname for Seattle? The Emerald City, the City on the Sound, or the Jet City?
The City on the Sound.
Correct. Seattle is not the capital of Washington. What is?
Pass.
In what New England town is the Patriots' home stadium located?
Boston.
Foxborough. Which of these musicians does not call Seattle home? Kenny G, Macklemore, or Jimmy Eat World?
Macklemore.
Jimmy Eat World is from Phoenix. For 1 point each, besides Massachusetts, what are the other five states that make up New England?
Connecticut, Rhode Island, Delaware. New York and New Jersey.
Nope. New York, New Jersey, Delaware, not in New England. New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont are the other three. You got Connecticut and Rhode Island. And Boston is the capital of Massachusetts. Seattle is not the capital of Washington. That would be Olympia.
Olympia.
So all you ended up here was 3 points, Jesse. And that means tomorrow you'll be undefeated, but today you have to be punished.
The sun all right. Come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow.
You know, the following year, in 2005, they did another version of this commercial with John Gruden, who is singing. Meanwhile, his two boys are in the background with foam swords hitting each other. And after he sings his line, he turns around and says, "Knock it off!"
Yeah. Tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow.
Yeah, I know this is going to be your earworm for the weekend, and I'm sorry I did it to you, Jesse. Hope you have a good weekend, though.
Truly inspired. Thanks.
Thank you very much. And here's our fourth contestant. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm excited to go to the street seats. Seats in the suite at the Guns N' Roses thing at the, not Guns N' Roses, Guns N' Hoses thing at the Scott Trade Center tonight.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
It's going to be a good fundraising night for Backstoppers, and after being delayed from Thanksgiving weekend to now, I hope they get a nice big crowd there and raise a lot of money for it. Yeah. Which category would you like, Super Bowl potpourri or Super Bowl minutia?
I'm not too good at either, so you better tell those guys to get ready. We'll do potpourri.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Andrew, let's play the Harris Challenge. True or false, when the Dolphins went undefeated in 1972, they were still 3-point underdogs in the Super Bowl.
True.
It is true. For 1 point each, name the two starting quarterbacks who've won Super Bowls with the San Francisco 49ers.
Joe Namath and Terry Bradshaw.
Joe Montana and Steve Young. What was the name of the venue where the Rams won Super Bowl 34?
Superdome?
The Georgia Dome in Atlanta. What team did Marv Levy coach to 4 consecutive Super Bowl losses?
The Eagles.
It was the Bills. What team did Desmond Howard play for when he became the only kick returner to ever be named Super Bowl MVP?
The Colts.
Did you say the Colts?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you should have said the Packers. That would be the correct answer. Isn't it amazing that the Dolphins were undefeated in 72 and they were still 3-point underdogs to the Redskins that year? That's unbelievable. But they won it and had the only perfect season in NFL history. Now, unfortunately, Andrew, that's the only question you answered correctly, so I guess we're going to have a little punishment for you, too.
Yes, so.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
Just thinking about
who is that who goes,
I don't know. I think Jerry Jones put so much into it.
I think that's Parcells. Okay, just pause it right there, just in case I need it for our final contestant today. Andrew?
No, I remember that commercial, watching that when I was 12 years old. So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you played today, Andrew. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks.
Here comes our final contestant today. Hi, Blair.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm 29. I'm a grad student, and I have no idea what minutia means.
Where are you a grad student, and what are you studying?
I'm working on my MBA, and I go to the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out what's in the minutia, the tiny little pieces of Super Bowl trivia that have fit into this category, Blair. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the first rocker to perform at halftime of the Super Bowl? Was it Phil Collins, Chubby Checker, or the Blues Brothers?
Phil Collins.
Chubby Checker. What would Roger Staubach like to forget that he did more often in the Super Bowl than any other player?
Pass.
Is that your answer, or are you passing?
That was passing.
No, he fumbled the ball. You're passing. I'm going to give you the 2 points because I blew it. Which receiver in his 3 Super Bowl appearances has caught more touchdown passes than anyone else?
Jerry Rice.
Correct. What team was Scott Norwood with when he missed the field goal, causing his team to lose the Super Bowl?
Dolphins?
No, it's the Bills. They come up a lot. Which of these has never performed the national anthem at the Super Bowl? Stevie Wonder, Luther Vandross, or Diana Ross?
Luther Vandross.
Stevie Wonder has never done the Super Bowl.
That's a shame.
Roger Staubach fumbled the ball 5 times in 4 games as a Super Bowl quarterback. Still holds the record for that. So I'm giving you the 2 points for that and the 3 points for Jerry Rice. But unfortunately, Blair, not such super minutia for you.
I blew it.
Here come the boys.
When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say,
everyone, here we go now.
Tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, only a day.
Yes, tomorrow, the day when the Super Bowl hype is almost at its maximum. Tomorrow, the very exciting Saturday of Super Bowl weekend, or as Rams players know it, every Saturday, same thing. Oh, that's the Harris Challenge for today. We play the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.